Forgotten Right Hand, written by Gwerit and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Locked Tomb. Relationship, Gideon Nav / Harrowhark Nonagesimus. Rating, teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. Summary. Gideon showers with her clothes on, changes in the dark, applies her face paint out of a manual, and doesn't touch herself ever. Well, hardly ever. Bit anticlimactic, if you ask me. After slaying brain-melting horror bees and swimming right out of hell, for my next great big challenge to be trying to figure out how to take a dump in a prudish little nun's body without compromising its modesty. Not to put too fine a point on it or anything, my somber bathroom break micromanager, but you really didn't stick the landing on this one. You had a letter for basically every contingency. Like you had one for if God sneezed really hard and blew out the sun, I'm pretty sure. And then mine was basically just, fuck you, return to sender. You just went and parked your Porsche in my landing pad with the blaster still on and didn't even bother to leave the dry cleaning only tag on the upholstery. I had to come up with a virtue-preserving game plan all on my lonesome, you know? And I've been such a good girl, Harrow. You'd be proud. Well, at least you'd be such an unexpectedly small, tiny, minuscule, astonishingly negligible amount of pissed off that it's basically pride at that point, right? Don't get me wrong. It was a logistical nightmare. Ever try to shower in multiple robes, plus what I must assume are, like, pantaloons? The sonic flaps it all the fuck around, and let me tell you, getting spanked by heavy nines vestments is now officially off my kink list. Now, the other option is wet dog trapped in straitjacket, and I'm not too keen on that one either. But I stuck with it. It takes like 20 minutes, no joke, to struggle out of all your stupid layers in the dark, with my eyes closed, without touching any of your most hallowed skin. But I've got a knack for it now, you know? If I ever get the chance to get a little frisky, maybe with a hot ghost or something, I don't know, I can totally impress her with my wild 100% contact-free striptease skills. What I'm saying is, I've been such a super-duper chaste and meticulous and ephemeral little body snatcher, it's like I was never even here. So you gotta take that into consideration, Harrow, when you pass your terrible judgment once I tell you how I've sinned. So, it happened when I was putting your face paint on. It wasn't half bad either. Really, it was half good. I've been practicing. I found this horrible little book full of the gnarliest, creepiest, just most hideous skull faces, and they all had these pretentious titles like The Palm of the Storm or The Young Boy's Booger. Just your style, basically. But I was looking at your face in the mirror. That's the way paint application goes, Harrow. Don't pout. And I got stuck on your pinched, bloodless lips for some reason, and I forgot for a moment that it was me and your muscles. And I just thought, wow, you looked so sad. You always looked so goddamn sad, and no one ever did a fucking thing about it, least of all you. And at that moment I was so angry about it, I could smack you. So naturally, I reached out and brushed your knuckle gently over your cheek, and lo, I wasn't struck down on the spot. That gave me a bit of a confidence boost, I suppose. I ran your thumb under your eye, just a little avuncular half-circle while thinking just the purest fucking thoughts, and it came away wet. Really got you going. That one little barely there swipe. You needed it real bad, Nonagesimus. I needed this too. We were gagging for it. We were crying for it. I needed you to be touched gently, so bad, and I needed even better to be the one doing the touching. I knew you wouldn't want that, of course. Don't feel the need to defend your honor. This was my best compromise, okay? I didn't have a lot to work with. This way, you wouldn't really be touched, and I wouldn't really be touching, but maybe we'd both get a little something out of it anyway. This is maybe a good time to confess those thoughts weren't so totally super pure. They were maybe a little muddier, a little earthier, you know? Harrow, listen, I've been thinking a lot about your body, what with living in it for months and having only the one made-up magazine to look at and being balls to the walls in love and all. Sorry. So, when I tell you I've been thinking about running my fingertip over your eyebrow from glabella to sphenoid, what I'm saying is, I fantasized about the texture of each one of your big black goddamn eyebrow hairs so much, my fingers never not tingly anymore. And when I wiped your eye with a tiny knuckle and ran the smooth little fingertip along your real-ass eyebrow, Harrow, there was a definite fucking tingle, and I didn't fucking stop. I traced the smooth plane of your frontal bone, the proud arch of your brow ridge. I dragged your fingertips over your temple and into the mass of your sweaty, overlong hair. The side of your finger grazed the shell of your ear, and you shivered. Your ears are so sensitive, Nonagesimus, I thought this stuff only happened in porn. And I felt the full, terrifying shape of your skull in my hand. I cupped the back of your sore-ass neck in my palm, and I squeezed just a little, just to let us know we were held. And I worked our fingertips into those non-existent traps that still somehow managed to be clenched tighter than a stoma that's munched down on one too many emperors. I kneaded them good until they loosened just a bit, and we were still crying like a little bitch. I squeezed your shoulder, the clavicle pressing sharply into your palm, and I stroked your bicep, which did not deserve the name, by the way, and I brushed the inside of your elbow, and I dragged the underside of your bitten fingernails up your forearm, and over that terrifyingly delicate wrist, and your doll-sized soft palm, and then I held your fucking hand. Yeah, I laced our fucking fingers together, Harrow. Eat me. I could feel your heart beating in our interdigital folds. I was holding your hand so hard and so intertwiny. And we were definitely feeling some kind of way just then. I had to sit down on your bony ass, your eyes leaking, your shoulders shaking, as I was having just the most mortifying little breakdown over holding my own hand. I'm sorry, Harrow. I wanted to hug you a lot these past few months. There were so many moments I wanted to reach outside of you, or like... sudden, gorgeous, beefy arm bursting out of your stomach to smack Shittier Gideon in the balls, or give Shittier Tridentarius a purple nurple. I wanted to give you a pat on the head, tell you you've been a good, good doggy, and you can take a little break now. Wanted to rub your shoulders and arms all over, force a bit of warmth into them, even if I've given up on muscle. Wanted to brace the heel of my palm at the small of your back, squeeze your hips and pull them back, run a hand along that spine to make it proud again. Just to give you some support, just to see you stand up straight. Wanted to rub the frown right off your brow, poke your little cheeks and make you snarl, give you something nice and tough to bite on. But mostly, I just wanted to hold you. I wanted to wrap you tight so that you'd become a compact little package with well-defined edges, and maybe then you could open it all up and let it out. Only in my big stupid arms, I'd think selfishly, like some sort of Grand Duke of self-delusion, would you finally feel safe enough to cry? Nah, who was I kidding? It was me who was crying. It was me who wanted to be comforted, to be touched kindly, to have her hand held. And it was only me who was getting anything out of doing the stupid, weird, creepy bullshit. I wasn't giving you shit, Nonagesimus. I just wanted to hold your hand. I didn't let go, though. Again, Harrow. Sorry. Your body didn't care that it was only you, only me. Your skin and your flesh and all those bits you didn't care about wanted this too, probably. The pressure and the warmth, the illusion or the weird roundabout reality of another person who cares about you. Maybe I'm making excuses again, but I care about you, Harrow. You'll believe that much, won't you? I care about your body. I care about all the non-skeleton parts of you, even. Baffling, I know. So I sat on your ass, and I bent your head over our joined hands, and I cried, and I didn't let go. The end.